up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and today I want to take a look at a go-to passing concept for this Philadelphia Eagles offense, the dagger concept. Now, week three against the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dorial Green-Beckham on third and long early in the game, huge catch for Carson Wentz on a dig route. Week five, Jordan Matthews on a dig route late in the game as Carson Wentz is trying to secure a victory for the Eagles against the Lions. This has been one of the go-to passing plays for Carson Wentz, Doug Peterson, and this offensive coaching staff. And for good reason. Hey, it's one of my favorite plays, too, watching. And why? Because it puts great stress on every level of the defense in the passing game. I'm going to show you two examples against the Washington Redskins. Before we even get to what's going on offensively, I want you to take a look defensively, okay? We're going to cut this defense into two halves here. And I want you to focus first on your deep defenders. You got three DBs in the deep part of the field. And then you're underneath defenders, okay? And this is what this concept does. It does a great job of isolating and splitting both levels of the defense. Let's take it back to the beginning and get you really to the first part of this route, and that's the go route inside. You're going to have Nelson Agholor here running a deep go route down the middle of the field. And what that is meant to do is take any deep defender, so you have this corner, you have the safety, anybody that might be in the middle of the field that's required to go deep and carry anything vertical, carry them away from the line of scrimmage. And then what you're going to do is you're going to have on the outside, and that's Dorial Green-Beckham here, going to run a dig route. And the dig route is really just a deep in cut, typically right near the first down mark. And that's where this ball, 99% of the time in this concept, is going to go to this dig route here from the outside. Now, in some way, shape, or form, every time the Eagles run this route, there's always some kind of window dressing underneath. What do I mean by that? Something underneath takes take those underneath defenders that I talked about, and you can see them all right here. One, two, three, four underneath defenders, and keep them occupied. Keep their eyes looking forward and keep them away from Dorial Green-Beckham running this dig route behind them. If you can manipulate those defenders, you've done your job as a quarterback. So, real quick, we're going to take this from the jump. You've got your vertical route from the number two receiver, and you've got your deep dig route from your number one receiver. This, in essence, is the dagger concept. Now, here we go. We're going to drop back. Carson Wentz drops back. He surveys the field. They're having a shallow crossing route from Zach Ertz here coming across the field. That's going to move this underneath defender. It's going to take this underneath defender, and you've got them occupied. You've got Jordan Matthews running across the field. That's going to take this underneath defender. It's going to occupy everybody on this side as well. Here's your vertical route. That's going to take this corner. That's going to take this safety. You notice there's no other defenders circled on this screen, and that's because you're going to see a huge void open up for Dorial Green-Beckham in the middle of the field. This is a perfect picture. Look at how much space Dorial Green-Beckham has in the middle of the field. A little bit high of a throw here from Carson Wentz. Great job by Dorial Green-Beckham going up, attacking the football. He's able to pick up some yards after catch. Big first down. This has been a go-to passing play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, let's take a look. This is actually the previous series, okay? And this is a huge play for the Eagles offense. A little bit different look offensively, different formation. You can see the receivers are not bunched together. You've got Jordan Matthews here in the slot, and you've got Dorial Green-Beckham down at the bottom of the screen. Now, it's going to be the same idea. You're going to have the vertical route from Jordan Matthews. He's clearing out. And then you've got Dorial Green-Beckham running the dig. Same basic concept. Now, here's what's going to happen on this play, and this is a great job from Carson Wentz. He's got a pre-snap alert because he reads these two safeties. And here are the two safeties in the middle of the field, and he sees that those two safeties are starting to expand. You can see this one sheeting so close to the sideline here. You can see this safety already has his hips open, and he's feeding to the sideline. So what does that mean? You've got a gigantic void in the deep middle of the field. So Carson Wentz, even though this play is designed almost all the time to go to this deep dig route, he knows, hey, look, it looks like it's going to be two-man coverage. He's got Jordan Matthews one-on-one with a slot corner who's playing with inside leverage and has no chance making this play, especially with no safety help over top. Watch this throw from Carson Wentz as he drops back and delivers a beautiful bucket throw over the shoulder perfectly to Jordan Matthews in stride for a 54-yard gain and a first down to put the Eagles in scoring range. Now, this has been a go-to concept for the Philadelphia Eagles. That was the first time we've seen Wentz attack downfield on the vertical element of the play. But that deep dig, most of the time when you see an Eagles receiver catching that deep dig route, it's coming off the dagger concept. And for more on plays like this, stay tuned for Eagles Game Plan Friday morning, 8 a.m. right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app.